matzah zumara zu. After he finishes mara, he goes off into arba kaisis. So he says that, what's the Indian of dal d'shaynes? Why does it say dal d'shaynes of lula? So he gives a few mahalchim. Two of them are the ones that we want to look into it. One is he says there were three gzeiras. There was a gzeira of geyas achabat zelahem va'avodim ve'inu aysam. So yeah, connected each one of them, he needed to beguile them. Now the stages in going benakala hamar, the first one is the ger, then the vadum, then the inoisa. The going backwards, in other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyel Kol Yisrael, he started with the avadum. He started with the inoisa, which was the hardest. He got rid of that first, so that was the first thing that went. And connected that, you have the first lashon. Then he went and took off the avdus. That was the second lashon, and then he took off the geyer zaracha beretz lahem. That's the third Indian that he took off. And then he brought him to Yisrael. So two nekudas on this. First of all, the matziv of being a ger beretz lahem. The pashas is that they don't have Eretz Yisrael. It's when somebody comes to visit a guest, or when a guest comes to visit somebody, or he's staying by somebody for Shabbos. So everybody likes being home better. So if the person says, you know, it's very, very nice, but being at home is always much better. Now, the person will express that hargasha when he gets home. So, you know, he has a nice Shabbos, he went someplace, he comes back, and he goes to his home, and he dumps the stuff on his bed, and says, you know, it's nice to be back home. But when the person leaves the achsanya that he was at, the person's not going to say, good riddance, I'm through with it. There wasn't a problem with the achsanya, the problem was he was in his place. So it's really not, you know, when leaving the home of the achsanya, if he's an okay person, is not any reason to express something unless it comes together with coming home. So where's the marker to be mechalik between the third and the fourth? The ma'isa being as long as they don't come to Yisrael. What's the difference of their Mitzrayim and the Midbar? Mela, the Inui and the Shibut. So as long as that's there, then Avada Mitzrayim is a hell, and they don't, you know, it's not a place where they, you know, that's there. But that's over with. So they peeled away the layer of Inui, they peeled away the layer of Avdus, and now they're just not home. So how do you say, okay, first I took you out of Mitzrayim, and then I brought you out of Yisrael? It's only one Inyan, so you can't split into two separate Inyan. That's the first Shaila that I would like to put down. The second Shaila is, it's obvious that the different Dal Lashaynis, Geula is the sharpest Lashon. In other words, Atzola and Hutzah and all these Inyanim are Inyanim of helping. The label Kololis on the whole Indian of Mitzrayim is Golas Geula. So one would expect the Geula to be used on the first one. I now start to be Goyal you, maybe the last one. Why is the point of Yitzhiyam in Mitzrayim is the point where it's, that's Nekuda of Geula. That's called the Goal Yeshem. So it sort of reinforces this Nekuda that the most significant of the four is that third one of leaving out of Mitzrayim, when Be'etzim, it doesn't seem to be, it's neither the worst seems to be the, you know, Dalet Kreis is on Keneged, the Dalet Chalkei Nefesh, and the way he sets up Chalkei Nefesh, a Guf and a Nefesh, and he organizes it. And then the third one is the combination of Guf and Nefesh, which is the Tzura of Adam. In other words, the Tzura of Adam is the is in reality. So the question is, so he explains, he says the following, that just one second.
Nachum, this is the Rakam line.
Hello, sorry. So Lemaisa, he says over there that I want to add one more question to the mix. Golus means to be thrown out of your country, to be exiled. So the word exile is from your country. The Rishonim speak, the Rishonim Ramban, others, when they speak about Golus, they speak about Golus Ein Ha'amim. L'chura, when I say I was thrown out of my house to be amongst all the other people on the street, that's a second statement. No, the first, if I was thrown out of the house, Mali, where I am, Mali, you know, in the Indian, if Golus means to be exiled from a place, the two is not really an important part. It's information. I was exiled from the country to go to this place, but it's not defining the word exiled. The Golus Bein Ha'amin, which is a Shiva delusion that's very, very frequent, is something which is, it's a hesbah. So let's go back to Maral that we were saying now about, he says it's not Royu, Ga'alti is going on the Tzura Atzmis, She'in Royu Shetia Hatzur Bishus Acha, Ava Royu Shetia Meretzis Atzmo, Ke'in Etzem Nismach La'acher, Rak Oymed Ba'atzmoy, and Etzem cannot be nismach to something else. It must stand by itself. Atzura hu etzem. That's the lashon over there of the maral. So I want to try to explain a little bit. There's the person the lashon. The person, if you ask somebody, when a person is amongst bad people, when you send a child to be mishanech in a place that's not good, so what is the not good that you're going to mishanech to? What's not good? So the answer is that there are particular things. They won't teach them to learn. They'll teach them how to use bad words. They'll teach this and that. But if you're talking about a sviba, that's not good. In other words, the problems, the individual problems of chinuch you can have in a full place also. But if you're talking about what's wrong being a chinuch by goyim, the answer is because the tzura that is projected of what the tzura's adam is goyim. Much more than anything specific, whether we'll teach you how to make a bracha, won't teach you make a bracha, they'll make fun of you for wearing a yarmulke or not. So the problem. But the real question is, every development takes place within a certain context. And that determines, that's the template for the person's tzura. So b'meila, when a person develops Bein Ha'amim, then automatically his self is totally in the picture around him. He tries to model his self to the picture around him and to be like that. That's the normal mahala of development. When Klal Yisrael is the Eretz Lo Lahem, the problem, everything has its makom. Everything is within a certain environment, within a certain culture, within a certain and people, and so on. So Klal Yisrael has its mitzvahs within another mitzvah. That is Golos Be'etzem. So it's not the pshat that we lost our home per se, which in itself is a problem. Everybody has a makom, and it's very difficult to go into Golos and so forth. It's much deeper than that. Within your own place, within Eretz Yisrael, that means Klal Yisrael within itself, and the Meila Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael can develop into Klal Yisrael. Of course, everything is its mitzvah. Masha'ein came when Klal Yisrael is Bein Ha'umais, and that's the Lashon of Bein Ha'umais, then Klal Yisrael is automatically the Tzura is developing to see the Umais that they're surrounded with. It takes a tremendous, that's the normal, that's the standard matzav of Golos. Obviously, someone who's a very strong person can be kaveh zon tzura and not be mushka, but that's a very, very rare and not an easy one. That's not the norm. The norm is a person is mushka, and that's why it's mushka, because that becomes his tzura. He's growing up within the context of a certain umma, and within the context of the umma, that's the tzura he's taking on. So, we have an understanding of what the mahalach is of Golos. Golos is Bein HaUmos, because Be'etzem, it's something which is, it means that the frame within which we are going to develop is not Klal Yisrael / Eretz Yisrael, but Umos HaOlam and Arches HaUmos. That's going to become the big picture, and we're going to have to be part of it. That's the Havana of that. The Kuda, so leaving Mitzrayim and going to Eretz Yisrael, leaving Mitzrayim in itself is something which is in itself it's a mila, because even though they didn't come to Eretz Yisrael till later, but the Bein Ha'amim they no longer had. In other words, they were not artificially confined to another tzura of within which they were a chelik. So they don't have the mile of Eretz Yisrael, but this the geyaz ha'achav be'eretz olahem is the first step of galus. It means Klal Yisrael is going to no longer. I mean, they will not be in their. They're not going to be developing within themselves. They'll be developing within a host. That automatically means that it has another mitzvah and so on and so forth. And that's why Gula came. When we talk about Gula, he speaks specifically about the Reitzesi, even without the bringing to Yisrael, because that's the Nakuda. That's wrong with being in Golos and being with the Mosaic. So the way we're understanding the morale over here is the Ga'alti goes back on the Geres Bas Machria. It goes on the Inyan of Atzmius, because the Atzmius is something that gets diluted. Suratzis gets diluted by Golos. There's another Nakuda here that he says that touches very much home to what we're talking about. In this point, so we gave the basic explanation of the Maral till now. Now adds over there. She'ein royu shetia hatsura vishus acha. Avo royu shetia medes vishus atzmo. Ein etzem nismach la'acher. Something that I'm going to define as etzem cannot cannot be nismach on something else, it must be nismach on itself. Let's explain this point. And this has a lot to do with this nekuda of hakavod that we're speaking about and so on. If let's say, I'm a big mathematician, and now I tell somebody, you know, the book that I wrote in math, I had a lady type it for me. I'm not so good at the typing, so that's not seen as taking away at all from my godless of math. I mean, my godless is math, that's my nekuda. I'm supported by somebody. I have support by something else. and for the need of typing, I have a lady doing typing. Fine. Let's say I put out a great book in math, and I said, for a lot of the ideas, I somebody else gave me the ideas, helped with the ideas, whatever it is. That be'etzem is machzir from saying that I'm the author of the book, because for the math I needed another source. If let's say I have enough to live on, and, you know, I have all my needs to take care of by my own parnasa, but I have a wealthy friend, relative, etc., who sends me in diamond necklaces occasionally. So it's fine, it's nice, but the diamond necklace is not. So somebody says, you're not self-sufficient. You get diamond necklaces from your uncle. So the answer is, I don't live on the diamond necklaces. I don't need them. So it's not supplying my atzmius. Mashenkin, if for my bread and butter, I need somebody to support me. That means that I'm not the etzem self-sufficient. I'm not a person standing on my feet because I'm dependent on someone else. That's the kuda of having a of atzmius can't be nismach al acher. In as much as an atzmius is as much as something is my mahus, how could it be that I need to be yodikit from something else? L'mashal, let's say my religious ideas and beliefs are a combination of inyanim that's a shaykh to me, and inyanim that I picked up from others, from Mubus Oilam, from whatever. So again, that which is etzem can't be nisma haldava acha, or else it's not me. If this part of me is because someone else, I can't say that my mitzvah is kula asmada, kula learning, and I need to come on to the mashgiach, the yeshiva, to sort of push me to learn. It's a path to disaster. If I define something as atzmius, it can't be nisma halacha. So the definition of the geula is klal yisrael got its atzmius, and without being nisma halacha. I want to bring in another maral. Who speaks about this. By the way, the Hakam, this is a very nice word, similar to this. I think the Tzaddik says that why is Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? He says because Klal Yisrael had no schusim to go out of Mitzrayim, except for schusavos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them Mishchu Kchu, and they had to bring the Korban Pesach and suffer the possibility of having it, of Mesiras Nefesh and so on. And so taking the Korban Pesach and shechting it became the first real schus that Klal Yisrael had. So he says, Gadol v'son chashav aviv katan hu. As long as Klal Yisrael is seimich on others, they have a din of katan. Once they stood on their own feet, then they had a Shem Gadol. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. But at any rate, the nekuda of Gadlus here, the nekuda of Pshitus, is reflected in one more place, and that's by the matzah. Maral says in the verse, he speaks about matzah, not being aniyah, not ashira, how does aini go together with olas and gula? And he says that the nekuda of matzah is, the aniyus is more shaykh to gula, because it's a, he has two in yad. First of all, gula is shaykh to somebody who's not chas or anything, and ani is not chasa. And then he speaks about harkava and pshitas, that on this night pshitas is more chashas. So, I want to try and understand a certain nekuda. Pesach comes once a year. If it's such an important avodah, and it's so chashas to have this maila and be the teva of pshitas, so well, why is it they get the rest of the year? He shelled it to a bigger level of Kain Gadol, and so on. But the Kain Gadol always wears big days off. Yes, once a year he wears big day love. If there's such a mile of Jesus, so why don't you have it all the time? So the answer is, there's a tremendous chiluk between what your atzmius is built on and what you're using. In other words, let's say I have a car. So if I'm a person who is an active walker, I like to walk, and I walk wherever I can, and if I need to make a longer trip, I take the car. Versus a person that became very used to the car, and he pushes, can't go a block without the car. So there's a tremendous difference between the two. And the person who's uses the car only when he needs the person who takes the car wherever he goes to because he's gotten lazy and he can't go without a car, his own mitzvah, he's a cripple because he needs his body and he needs a car. In other words, his feet themselves don't carry him. He's zakuk to a car, which means that his own viability is totally in his health and his car's health. And the person is poiser because of that. In the other case, where the person walks wherever he needs to and they have no problem with it, but for a long journey he takes his car or whatever. So there's faket. The person's atzmius is built on his own mitzvahs. I mean, my 2 feet, and that's all I need. I can then, once I'm the etzem not yearning from something else, means that my mitzvah itself is shalom mitzvah atzmai, then what I add on is a tesefes rather than a giroi. I'm not halving my capabilities, I'm doubling my capabilities. The person who by getting a car started needing a car, so we have these capabilities by getting the car. The person who continues doing what he needs to do with his own car, and he's using the car to go further than he can. So if I care, the etzem tzura of the person is as independent as before, totally without the car, but he added a car to where his tzura stops. So the same thing here also. Once it says Rabbi HaKadosh is Liyad Mishpuchanai, the crazy and whatever for Snoyin and Chama and so on, and all the big inyanim. But if he wasn't Nene ever from it, then those inyanim are a tesefis rather than a harkava. So the definition of a harkava is something which becomes part of your mitzvahs, and therefore you've just diluted your mitzvahs. Instead of you being you, it's you plus another Indian that you're totally on. Versus when you're completely independent, in Adam work, you are what you are, who you are. It's the same thing is true with Shitas and Deus. Now let's give an example that is not uncommon. There's a type of person who asks, there are two types of people who ask around other people what they think. But one person is very hesitant, unsure, doesn't want to do something that people think is not good. So he sort of polls everybody and tries to build a consensus or whatever it is. That person is, that's one. A second person has a self-confident, but he knows that, you know, I don't know everything, and I may not be thinking of something. Let me ask around. Let me see if people have something to tell me that I think is worth noting, that I think would actually help me or whatever. So that person is a very, very different type of person. One person is an usher, and one person is an ani. The person who depends on his own, he depends on other people's opinion for his own self-worth, is missing self. The other person is gaining self. So that's the pshat over here in the union of sheikhs and ashirs. If the person is an ashir, if the person is a can be a pashut, if a person can stand on his own feet, his own day, without any problems, then he need not refer to that even when he has the other things, when he has ashir is a tesefet, where the person can't do without it. So once a year, we go down to a certain pashtus in Sai Mitzad de Yanei Achag, and Sai Mitzad the Tzuras Yanim. So there the person is in Koiveya his own Mitzias. And his Mitzias is that he is a Pashut. That's his Mitzias. If he's taka oimer on that he needs nothing else, that he, his mitzvahs doesn't need dashpova masalim, doesn't need the material things and etc., then whatever he makes use of afterwards becomes an ashiras and tesefes rather than a giroyim. Any questions?
So what we're saying that the goality is that a person just retains that state of just being poshut, not necessarily having the identity of being kosher el Hashem, and that's the main myla. I'm still not hopping. I mean, to the extent that a person doesn't connect, and it's just really a chaimer, which is now right to be in the Kabbalah at Surah, but it's not. I mean, they don't really have anything until they've decided that they're going to take that pashtus and channel it and focus it and direct it towards something positive.
That's MS. But Karsel has Russian. Karsel has Russian inside the office. So the office, I have a service in me, a tibetic service, that should, that has something to it. It, by being amongst the Mitzrayim, it was being diluted, and once I got out of Mitzrayim, it already starts budding. My own nature, my own panimistic nature starts budding, Mikoyach, the kud of office that happened with me.
No, understand.
Okay, so Chakash Sameach, and I guess the next year will be like a week after Pesach, kind of Wednesday week after Pesach.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
And the clock will probably be changed by you as well.
Yes.